Hiya, and welcome to Top Gear on the radio. My name's Steve Berry. Show, a celebration of English eccentricity with the holy man who loves hogs, Father Lionel Fanthorpe, and Richard Noble's new attempt at the world land speed record with Thrust SSC. In 1938, E.C. Ferniehoff travelled to Gijón, a town on the flat plains of Hungary, with his streamlined bruff superior, the Scalded Cat. He was about to attempt the world land speed record for a two-wheel machine, and at a speed estimated at 180 miles an hour, he left the road and was killed instantly. But before that attempt, he wrote the following. My first bike was not a fast one, and that is fortunate, because it is absurd and dangerous to do high speeds without an enormous amount of practice on slower machinery. Richard Noble is about to set off with his creation, Thrust SSC, to the desert of Black Rock, Nevada, to go head-to-head with Craig Breedlove's Spirit of America for the outright title, The Fastest Man on Earth. And if anyone was qualified to pilot the latest incarnation of Thrust, it would be Richard Noble, as he is the holder of that title. Instead, though, and perhaps inheriting some of Ferniehoff's hard-won wisdom, he's chosen another man to drive what will hopefully be the fastest car on planet Earth. He is a tornado pilot called Andy Green, and for him, this attempt to crack 633 miles an hour, well, it's just a very fast taxi.
SSC, you're clear to roll.
Clear roll, SSC. SSC's rolling. Miles an hour. Speed reads looking for middle. That's there, middle power. Looking for min burner. That's the gate. They look like they're lit 200. Looking for max burner.
If you think Andy sounds breathless, then this was just a recent warm-up on the way to 500 miles an hour. Graham Swain previews the greatest race on earth. But first, the man who has to get this roadshow on the road, Martin Davidson.
There's all the ton, what can only be described as a ton of paperwork to get the team officially through the bureaucratic pipeline to America. There's the aircraft itself, obviously. There's the packaging of all the dangerous air cargo. There's getting the 30 team members ready for the Black Rock Desert. Piece of cake, really.
With me now is Richard Noble, current land speed record holder, 633 miles per hour in Thrust 2, and SSC programs director. The ultimate moment arrives. How do you feel about it?
It's a very interesting time now, seriously interesting. We're coming up now to the departure for America. All the big dream is sort of starting to come true. What we set out to do in 1990 is actually now possible, or may be possible. And we're fighting through a huge marketing battle now at the moment to basically generate the funds in order to actually carry this out. The car is very reliable, and after we got over our initial problems with rear wheel steer, etc., now we've now got to grips with it. So, yes, I mean, we're all very happy that we can do it. And if we talk to Ron, the aerodynamicist, Ron's dancing around, really thrilled. His figures work out. It's going to do it. He's absolutely sure. And if Ron's sure, I'm sure.
Well, I'm back down in the workshop now, and with me now is the driver, Andy Green. Andy, it's been a long haul. Are we ready?
Yeah, it's been a very long year indeed. A tremendous amount of effort gone into the car, a great deal of effort over the winter to rebuild it, taken out to Jordan, 9 runs in 13 days, was superb effort from the team, and everybody was dead on their feet at the end of that. Again, very thrilled to have achieved 540 miles an hour with enormous potentials left behind the car, still accelerating at 20 miles an hour per second at 500 miles an hour. That was tremendously exciting, but very tiring.
Now, you've got to those sort of speeds now. You're not far away from the world record. What does the car feel like to handle, as opposed to you're a squadron leader, you're used to flying tornadoes? This, to a certain extent, is a jet fighter without wings, basically, on ground, isn't it?
Exactly. The fascinating thing is that in terms of sheer performance, as you say, my day job is flying jet fighters, supersonic twin jet fighters, I'm used to that sort of performance. I know what it feels like. This vehicle has that performance in spades. I've never, ever experienced the sort of straight line acceleration that this car has.
Good burners. 300. The line, not a very good one. It says pressure still looks good.
3.5 to go.
Late on the chute, and it's still wobbly. There's a lot of dust in the cockpit. Oil, shut the engines down at 100. Braking hard. Brakes coming in. Let's just see it stopped.